Welcome, welcome, welcome to Single Malt and Hip Hop, a podcast dedicated to nothing else but drinking whiskey and talking about rap music. Today, in this first episode, I have for our listening audience a Boonahaven Islay Single Malt Scotch Whiskey, 12 years aged, and it comes from a remote northeastern coastline. Of the enchanting Isle of Islay lies Boonahaven Distillery. The warming oceanic winds which sweep across the sound of Islay and through the rugged landscape to the distillery help cocoon the casks as they mature into distinctive malts. The idyllic location of Boonahaven, pronounced Boonahaven, there you go, and meaning mouth of the river in Gaelic, was discovered in 1881 when the only real way to access the isolated corner of the island was by sea. Today, the adventurous will still be rewarded by discovering the many subtle layers of this welcoming malt. So, what I know about the single malt is that, unlike most others from Islay, it doesn't quite have that peaty component. So, we're going to pour up a little bit of that. I like mine with a couple ice cubes. Some folks prefer it without ice entirely and a couple drops of water, but ultimately, however it is that you enjoy your whiskey is how you should be drinking it. So we've got a nice little dram here, about two fingers. Cheers to you all for listening in this first run around of Single Malt and Hip Hop. The nose is whiskey. Let's hope as this podcast goes along, I'll be a little bit more nuanced. And the taste. Smooth, and tastes like whiskey. So I would say it doesn't quite pack, of course, the punch of smoked peat that you would get from like other Islay single malts. However, it also is not as mellow as some of the other stuff that's from the area or nearby. I'm thinking of Oban or a couple other distilleries in the area as well. Definitely not a Laphroaig. So for all of you who hate that particular single malt, this is a viable option and the alternative from the island of Islay. So that's the single malt side of things. Let's talk hip hop. 2018 has been a great year for music. I am absolutely loving all of the artist output that we're seeing this year. Incredibly grateful for the chance to get to hear some of these guys and their experiences and their lives and what's going on for folks and positioning that and understanding that and the context of my own life and my own experience has been incredibly helpful. You know, I actually was listening to Fonte on a podcast that I'm a big fan of called A Waste of Time recently, and he was talking about how many people he has chatted with who have told them that his music has saved their lives. And I have to say that without music, I really would not be able to do this day-to-day thing. It's these artists who are being so frank and honest with the challenges that exist that, and the triumphs that exist as well, that really make my day-to-day infinitely more enjoyable. So, anyways, few of my favorite albums this year are. Let's get this brain working well. Also drinking on some scotch here. Pusha T has an album called Daytona. The production on it is incredible. That's a Kanye West-produced album. Kanye reportedly spent something like $75,000 to get a photo of Whitney Houston's bathroom after she died of an overdose to put on the cover of that album. And the album proves to be as hard as that particular photo is to see. So love that album. Been listening to that album a ton. Other albums that I have been enjoying this year. Let's see. J. Cole came out with a new album called KOD. Believe that is Kids on Drugs. Cole is getting older and is, like so many older rappers, beginning to reflect on his career and also what it means to be a bit of an old head now. So a lot of that album is directed either in the title of the tracks or just in the material within the songs at younger rappers, and encouraging them to think a little bit beyond their current experience and what their long-term goals are as being artists. It's a great album. Cole has really had an impression on me over the many years. I remember seeing him a few years ago, and the big takeaway for me was that it was a guy just living in gratitude, just an immense amount of gratitude for the people around him, and the chance to perform and to be an artist, and the people come to see that and enjoy that. So I love Cole. I love his new album. Highly recommend it. It's KOD. One that is probably a little further down folks' radar, but I think is a great listen, is Eli's new EP. This is Eli from the Living Legends. I believe it's called Last House on the Block. A number of guest features on that album that I really enjoyed. Grouch is on there a couple times, former Living Legend as well. Maybe they're still Living Legends, but anyways, I haven't seen anything from the group in a little while. And Zion I also comes on there, and Zion I continues to have that kind of, like, I don't know, spacey sound that just is so much fun to listen to, and honestly just kind of makes you want to smoke a spliff and hang out and just float away. So that album is very good. What else has been coming out? Kanye also produced an album and rapped on an album with Kid Cudi. Kids See Ghosts, great record. I don't understand the order of the tracks. I feel like they've changed a couple times in Spotify. I might be wrong, but anyways, Kid Cudi humming on that album is great. Kanye's raps on that album, I think, are actually quite a bit better than the raps that he put in place on his Bipolar album. That album is not called Bipolar, but that's definitely the takeaway after you listen to that first track. I'm not sure how Kanye is doing, but despite that, I am continuing to be a big Kanye fan. I think actually the way he's poking folks in the political correctness actually is a good thing. So anyways, Kids See Ghosts is also a great album. J-Rock, new album. Kind of Kendrick influence on this thing. There he is. Get out the way, get out the way, get out the way, yeah. Get out the way, get the fuck up on my way, yeah. You either with me or against me, huh? You either with me or... Win, 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 win. Fuck everything else. So the message on that album, that song, that album, everything is just motivating. It's a great album for doing the last 10 minutes on your treadmill. It's a great album for hitting 225 on your bench on a Monday morning at 6 a.m. I mean, whatever it is that you need a little extra oomph on, I would say that is an excellent album for it. So lots of other great albums this year. August is going to be a big month as well. I know Mac Miller has a new album coming out, his new music video for the album that essentially... the track, rather, that essentially seems to be a bit of a response to some of the issues he was having following the breakup with Ariana Grande is incredible. I highly recommend taking a look at it. Him inside of a casket busting through is a pretty cool thing to see. The direction on that video was very cool. So, yeah, August will be good. The rest of the year should be good as well. And I look forward to having the chance to talk a little bit about the music that I'm enjoying and the scotches that I'm enjoying and We might throw in a little bit of blended scotch at some point as well here. And I hope that you'll continue to listen and send messages back in response to what I'm doing here. Thank you for joining us, or me rather, on our first episode of Single Malt and Hip Hop.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.